It's Steve-O from the 4i Radio Network, and I'm here to talk to you about RevengeLover.com. It's a great place to get logos, sponsors, artwork, t-shirts, anything and everything you need artwork design-wise. This is the place to go. You go to RevengeLover.com, you can check out samples, go ahead and get inquiries, and find something that's pretty much fits you. Or even get, you know, some commission-based stuff done. So again, go to www.RevengeLover.com.
Hey, this is Mike and Tom from Ballpark Bros.
You're listening to another great show on the 4-Eyed Radio Network. Check us all out on 4eyedradio.com.
Welcome to a brand new episode of Not Another Bee Horrorcast. I'm Steve-O.
And I'm Anna.
And yes, we're a week late into October, but, you know, shit beyond my control has happened, so it is what it is. So, guess what, everybody? Fuck off.
Anyways.
Yeah, no. It's gonna be a shit show. Everything's gonna be a shit show from now on.
Fun times.
Oh, yeah, it's great. It's fun. Anyways, we're back. We watched a film. Well, we've watched two films so far, but we're only going to give you one right now. Next week, we'll be reviewing Happy Death Day. I won screening passes, or Anna won screening passes. I'm not sure who even wins anymore, but we have to thank friends of the show, Geeks Who Eat, Sarah, and her husband, Matthew. That's right. I'm saying Matthew. So, other Matthew, come at me, brah.
It's not like he's going to listen to this anyways.
I don't know. He likes to jump around. I think he likes to check in on things, so I have to be good on every single thing I do. I apologize if this recording is very wonky. An accident happened while there wasn't a New Life with Shit episode this week. I spilt stuff onto my laptop. I'll get into more details on Socially Awkward with that. I'm not going to bore you guys with all this kind of stuff. But, yeah, so I'm recording off of my old laptop, and we'll see how this goes. So my other one's completely fried. I'm going to have to remove the hard drive and see if I can salvage everything on it, which I'm hopefully that's not damaged. I don't know, really. But probably not getting a new laptop until November. I would say if you guys wanted to help out and buy some stuff from, Amazon.com, or you go to the Sasquatch.net and click on that Amazon banner. But I'm pretty sure you're not going to do this, so it's all coming out of my pocket. So you guys are going to have to deal with shitty recordings for the time being. So that's, guess what? Guess what, listeners? Guess what? That's right. I know it was my fault, but it's on you now. It's on you. No, it was completely my fault. So yeah, that's fun. But, I mean, the sad part is the laptop that I am using, which still works, except everything's completely out of date because I'm running off of Windows Vista. That's right, kids. Vista. If you know what Vista is, congratulations, you're in my demographic. If you don't know what Vista is, then fuck you, you're too young to be listening to this.
Or you're a Mac person.
You're a Mac person, and you know what Vista is.
Really, the only reason why I know what Vista is, though, is because of the Mac and PC commercials with Justin Long where he played the Mac.
Yeah, but I'm saying that you're part of a generation. Okay,
yes, I'm part of that generation.
They don't even
right.
have those commercials anymore. Heck, I don't even know if they even advertise. I mean, they advertise iPhones like on Hulu and stuff like that. But if you're completely disconnected from like cable, you probably have no idea what operating system is going on right now with Windows. So, I mean, fuck, I have Windows and I can't even remember. I'm like, wait, what did I have? I believe I have 10. I think I have 10. I'm not even fucking sure. All I know is my old computer worked in this. I don't even know what to say. But anyways, it sucks because like the computer was like probably about to be 5 years old probably like next year or whatnot. But I did look at a bunch of laptops. I did see one that's in my price range. I just have to wait till I have money because I am not signing up for any credit card stuff. So I figured, screw it. I just need to pay for it out of pocket and we'll move on from there. But anyways, we're here. You guys have a show. So I just apologize for the recording, how it's going to sound because I already know there's this weird like sound on some of the playback. And because, again, like I said, the computer isn't really the greatest, and I'm not really sure what to do with anything like that. There's not going to be a lot of sound drops, unless I can recover those sound drops within the time being, so You, again, this is really bare bones. If you really want to know how a podcast sounds before you actually put anything into it, like any effort, this is it. And I'm not saying those are bad podcasts. I'm just saying, like, if you don't have, like,
it's
sound drops
very
or...
basic.
Yeah, it's very basic. So I apologize in advance, but I'm pretty sure people still wanted shows, so I was like, well, let's see if this works. I mean, technically, it's kind of a good thing that you guys are actually getting a show, because I wasn't even sure if this was going to work, obviously. But anyways, enough with that. Anna, how has your 2 weeks been?
It was okay. I mean, other than getting... I think I got, like, food poisoning or something last week. Like, I don't know what it was, but I just got, like, violently ill on Wednesday, and that's why we weren't able to do the show. But
yeah.
Other than that, saw Death Day, which I enjoyed. We'll talk about that more.
Yeah, we'll talk
week.
About that next week. So if you guys haven't seen Happy Death Day, I highly recommend it.
Blumhouse.
Is it Blum or Bloom?
I think it's Blumhouse.
Okay, no one can ever pronounce it correctly. There's people who like actually know what it is, Bloom, and then I hear other people say Blum, and then I think it's Blum, and then I always get corrected on everything. So you know what? I just realized I'm just going to be wrong when it comes to saying
names. Just choose whatever sounds better to you and go with it, and if people try to correct you and be like,
well,
no,
Blum,
it's this
No,
one.
Blumhouse sounds better than Bloomhouse, because Bloomhouse sounds like flowers and
yeah,
something
and Bloomhouse
like that.
I would think would be spelled Bloom, not Blum.
Hey, well,
so,
you know what? The man knows what he's doing, obviously.
Yes,
so
he's doing fantastic.
I'm not really going to fault him for that. But yeah, so we will talk about that. The movie that we did watch this week, it is on HBO Go, so if you do have access to that, you can check it out. We watched Lights Out. So like always, we'll go ahead and do our normal show, and then at the end we'll do our movie review. So if you haven't seen Lights Out and you're like, I don't want any spoilers or anything like that, then we'll obviously, like we say, always we'll give you spoilers and stuff like that. Usually I do the normal intro, you know, by plugging everything, but I think I'm gonna try something new. I'm trying something new with a lot of podcasts and stuff like that, so we're just gonna dive into everything. Do you have anything else that came up this week or anything interesting or whatnot you'd like to chit chat about?
Nothing that I can think of off the top of my head, other than the final piece of my Halloween costume came in, so that was kind of cool.
That's cool.
Other than that, yeah, I really don't have anything. What about you? I mean, you've been kind of...
No, not really. It's just I can't center myself until I get paid.
Oh.
And I can't have a proper working laptop until I get paid. So yeah, my life's just downhill. I'm missing out on a bunch of stuff. I'm just not doing things anymore. I'm becoming really depressed, thinking about suicide a lot more than usual. You know, so that's fun. But anyways, kids.
Well, I mean, yay.
You know, Patrick would have found all that hilarious.
I'm sure he would have, but I don't celebrate you being suicidal, so, because I guess I'm not Patrick.
No, you're like, well, if you die, then I can't do a show anymore. So,
yeah.
I get it.
And also I have to cook a lot more, which will suck. Anyways.
Well, technically you should be doing... Again, I'm not going to be around forever.
Yeah, but you should be.
No, I'm a terrible human being, and anyways. But yeah, so yeah, this show is off to a great start, kids, so buckle up for this. I'm drinking some beers, so we'll see what happens and everything like that. But we do have a couple of news stories. Some of it's probably fucking old because it was last week, and I didn't bother to look for new show notes because I was doing shit.
Yeah. Like working and having a life.
No,
oh.
Not working, having a life. I mean, just talking about everything going down the shitter. So.
Oh, yeah.
But anyways, right. Yes, it is October. This is technically our first episode of October. I can't remember.
I think it's our second because we did do one on the 4th.
Okay, yeah, I can't remember what day of the week it is anymore. Friday the 13th was last week, so hopefully that was cool for everybody who celebrates Friday the 13th or something. I don't
know. Superstitious people, I guess. Oh, I remembered what I was going to...
There we go.
There was one thing that I was going to bring up. So, this is kind of a personal vendetta, but at this point, people, if you're thinking about moving to Tempe, do not move into Parkview Apartments. They are terrible. I have been trying to get a washer and dryer for the past 4 months, and they have not put it in. So, I'm putting Parkview Apartments on blast at this point in time because I have been fighting with them for 4 months, and I've had to go in there at least twice a month.
Going to put a pin in that real quick. Not friends of the show.
Right.
Proceed.
absolutely not friends of the show. I've been going to them at least twice a month, every month for the past 4 months, making sure that I was not getting charged for something I did not have. They have not made any effort to try to go out of their way to help me, other than there was one manager that was in today that seemed relatively helpful. But literally, I called them 10 times in 3 days and they never answered the phone. And I left them 2 messages and they never answered the phone or called me back. Every time they tell me they're going to call me back, they don't. So again, Parkview Apartments, you freaking suck right now. I'm really pissed off at you. Anyways, all right. So my personal vendetta is out of the way for the non-friends of the show.
I actually totally forgot. Since I only really boot up this laptop every once in a full moon to like do some artwork and stuff, because I have like the actual, you know, Illustrator and Photoshop on this computer. By the way, if anybody knows how to get that stuff for, you know, under the table, I could really use the new version for my next laptop, because I do want to redesign some of the logos we have. But I forgot that I changed the background on my computer, and it's the Deadpool that's just lying on the bearskin rug.
Yeah,
and I was like, oh, hi. So, yeah. But actually, I was gonna mention this. We'll probably go into more depth about it.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to give everyone a heads up. Probably maybe in November we'll probably talk. Probably maybe might do an entire episode about it. But we just finally finished, or it just came out, but there's a new show on Amazon Prime called Lore, which is also based off of the very successful podcast, which Anna does listen to on a regular basis, and I know other people do. If you do have access to this, I highly recommend it. A lot of the episodes are really good. There's about 6 episodes right now. I'm not sure if they're going to do the thing where it's like it might be a 10-episode series, but the other 4 won't be released until later. They kind of do that with a lot of their shows. Or at least the tech they're doing that with
the Amazon shows.
Yeah, so, but definitely check Lore out. I highly recommend it. There's 6 episodes, but they're like 45 to an hour a piece, and really well done, really cool, really, actually a lot of, like, already 2 big-name actors that were in 2 of the episodes, so that was kind of cool. But yeah, we finished watching that. We'll talk about that, because I have to find actually some sound clips from old episodes, because things have changed on one of the episodes we watched, that we're trying to figure out what the hell happened with a lot of the information that's online now about it. It seems like things were changed, deleted, and removed. And I'm like, I know we talked about this on one of our episodes. That's why I wish I really should have named everything when I first started doing the podcast, so it was easier to find. But like I said, we'll probably talk about that probably within the first week, or actually we might do it for the Thanksgiving week, because I know Thanksgiving is going to be a weird week, which we already watched the episodes. We could probably record it ahead of time, so we'll just release it like maybe that Thursday of Thanksgiving, and then people can listen to it at their leisure and stuff like that. But
okay.
Of course, we still do have our Halloween episode that will be coming up. I don't think it will be live stream at this point, because obviously I have to buy a new laptop, so won't have a chance to find a decent sized webcam to do stuff or anything like that. But again, you can send in your stories or any creepy tales, or even just random legends and stuff that you would like us to research and talk about on that episode of the Halloween podcast. So just go to notanotherbehorrorcast@gmail.com and just let us know. And if you don't want us to read your names, just let us know ahead of time. If you don't care, then we'll go ahead and read it, so on and so forth, and all that good stuff. But I just figured let's plug all that stuff in. And we do have one eerie news of the week, and then we have a couple of news stories. So this one is interesting, and the reason why I picked it up, just because of the title, was perfect. So this one, yeah, again, sorry. Oh, let me. No, wait, that's our horror news. I don't even know what our scary news of the week or something. I'll try to find that stuff. I'm sorry, kids. But yeah, so apparently this one caught my attention, because literally the headline is "Drunk Time Traveler." Okay, I love how all these ads are popping up now. I don't
scrawny,
need you.
Scrawny, chubby, he's short.
Queer.
Getting.
All right.
That was great. Yeah, go away. No one wants you. And I like how I just can't. I can't just close it. It's just this thing. Oh, it's good. Oh, so you're just gonna take up the store? Oh, okay, this is great. My new laptop is working out great. Yeah. No. Don't care. Don't want to. Don't. No. Don't. No. I don't. Go away. Thank you. Ugh.
Everything is an uphill battle lately.
My life has been an uphill battle. Again, you see why I think about suicide? Anyways, so this one is called Drunken Time Travel Claims Aliens Will Invade in 2018. The guy looks like a schmuck.
He looks like a typical college kid.
Okay, so police in Casper, Wyoming. So Wyoming, mm-hmm. be careful there. So population 60,000. I don't know why they gave us the population. Anyways, they could have just said police in Casper, Wyoming arrested a man. That's all. You could have just... Anyways, yeah. I'm sorry. I'm just nitpicking. This is what happens when I don't get to become centered. I get angry and thing. Arrested a man for a public intoxication Monday night. He turned out to be much more than a typical drunk. Bryant. Ugh, he's one of those fuckers. Just go by Brian.
I put a T on the end of it, so I'm Bryant.
Fuck you. Johnson. Okay, in the future, do they not have normal fucking names? We put T's at the end, so I'm Steven.
And I'm Annette.
Yeah, yeah. Fuck you, Johnson. Yeah, your name is Johnson now. You know why? Because you're a fucking cock. claims to be a time traveler from the year 2048. So apparently we get time travel in 2048. So
awesome.
I think we're going to be... I should be around. Well, no, I probably won't be around for that because I keep talking about suicide. who had traveled to present day to warn Casper of coming aliens invasion. According to the Casper radio station, KTOWO, Johnson said that aliens would arrive in 2018. He claims he intended to travel to that year, but landed in 2017 by... Okay, so wait. Is time travel, like... Does it work, or were you... Why did you... Wait, if you're time traveling, why would you time travel drunk? I guess I should read more of the story before I keep jumping to conclusions, but... he demanded to see the president...
Because, you know, now towns have presidents instead of mayors.
Yeah, because it literally says the president of Casper and convinced the town to evacuate all its residents immediately because of the aliens. I really want to know what Donald Trump would have to be with this. He'd be like, I told you we should have built the wall. The aliens are coming. They're here. They're here. No.
Sir, Mr. President, they're not talking about
different aliens.
Different aliens.
What? Is that the aliens? Which ones? Ones from Canada?
No.
I didn't think that...
No.
There's sky aliens. I thought we had the X-Files taking care of this.
That's a show.
What?
That's a show.
Shit.
Anyways, as for why he was drunk. Okay, here we go. As why he was drunk. Well, the aliens explain.
The aliens explain that.
Too. He said they filled his body with alcohol and had him stand on a giant pad, which in what gave him the ability to try. Wait a minute. Why would the aliens send back the man who's trying to... Okay, there's so many fucking holes in this.
Yeah, it literally just says, why would aliens give a human the power to go back and warn a town about their impending arrival? No, who knows? Number one, that. Number two, why does he have to be drunk?
Well,
and
no, no,
number
no,
three,
no, no. Okay, no, no, no. I can back this up. I can totally... Okay. Aliens' plan, obviously not the greatest, but I will give them credit because they go, oh, we'll send him back in time to the year before everything happens, but we'll send him back drunk because then when he starts to tell the town folks, he's a drunk, raging idiot, and they're like, we're not going to believe this drunk man and stuff like that, which is weird because if you think about it, couldn't the aliens have just killed him?
Yeah, why would they...
I would assume if they have the ability to time travel, yes, I'm using air quotes, no one can see this, but time travel, I would assume that they would also just be like, we got disintegrator rays. My bad. Maybe disintegrator rays, bullets, cost way too much, and they're like, look, we're not using a fucking bullet on this guy. Just send him back in time drunk and we'll be fine. Maybe that's cheaper.
They're like, yeah, the fluid to make the disintegration way is just way too expensive.
Yeah, it's way too... We don't have a budget for that. Look. We are hemorrhaging money right now. We have an invasion coming up, and this is just not going to work.
We really need
us.
To make some cutbacks.
We need to make some cutbacks. So look,
Jim,
just,
you're fired.
Look,
get out.
Look, first off, we got beer. Beer's cheap. We make it ourselves. In fact, it's our blood for whatever weird reason. Just go with it. You're already going with the time traveler. You'll deal with this. Anyway, so we'll send him back completely drunk, and then he'll just be like, oh, the aliens invasion, and then just get thrown in jail. We're good.
Oh.
This is your solution to save disintegrator ray bullets. Yes.
You know what? I just thought...
I don't like you.
I had a question, and I think I answered my own question. So, my first question was, he was trying to go back to 2018, but he ended up landing in 2017 by mistake. So, my thought was, why did he end up in 2017 instead of 2018? And then I remembered, it's the aliens that don't have any thumbs!
Well, okay, again...
So, they
again,
must have, like,
again,
just
poking
accidentally...
Well, again, poking holes in his story. He first says he was trying to travel back into the year 2018. Mm-hmm. But then he said he mistakenly traveled back in time to 2017. But then if you read the story, then you find out that, wait a minute, no. He was never planning on coming back in time as the aliens filled him with alcohol, again, air quotes, and sent him back. So basically the aliens fucked up.
Yeah, so I was like, well, how would the aliens fuck up if they're such a superior race and they're taking over? And I was like, oh, maybe it's just because they're the ones with the just the with no thumbs that we talked about on one of the
a
podcasts.
Long episode ago. That's pretty much the story, and that's why I kind of put it in there. But I just thought it was
interesting.
I'm just trying to figure this out. So, I'm trying to. There's like a T-shirt idea.
Mm-hmm.
Here and my brain can't figure it out right now. I hate not being centered. But yeah, so that was pretty much the only eerie news of the week. The rest of it is just all movies and TV news. Actually, I did find out a story that I did not add to the show notes, but there is a story that came out. Apparently, AMC, the network AMC, mm-hmm. is under fire right now because of The Walking Dead, because it turns out that they were not giving the people who created, like Kirkman, the guy who pretty much brought Walking Dead to television and everything that, he's actually left AMC and is actually now working on shows for Amazon. Because they decided not to give him the money he deserved. Basically, when they shop around shows or whatnot, they're supposed to get, like, residuals, you know, when your show airs and, you know, re-airing of shows. Syndicated. And apparently, they're, like, basically the show cost is supposed to be, $3 million? But everyone was only getting $1 million. So there's, like, $2 million that has been pretty much missing for each episode.
Really?
So, yeah, AMC, I'm not sure if they're going to recover from this lawsuit at this point. So, so get ready for the last season of The Walking Dead next year. Yeah. Or this year. Actually, yeah, it starts up pretty soon, this new season coming out, because it is October. But anyway, so writers finally revealed a title to Friday the 13th remake, Unmade Sequel.
Huh.
So if everyone remembers back in 2009, basically, what's his name? Michael Bay, he was directing, but he was producing a lot of these horror films. I believe he did produce the Freddy Krueger one. He did produce the remake of Texas Chainsaw Massacre, and this was another one. But it looks like there was supposed to be a sequel, and then, of course, this movie has been in limbo. But this movie's been in limbo just because, I guess, Dimension Films, I believe, owns the right to Friday the 13th. And I don't know if Universal had something to do with some. I don't know. There's something up in the air where somebody owns the rights to it, and they're not letting anybody else do anything with it for whatever weird reason. I'm not really sure of all the legal stuff. I'm pretty sure we had a better expert on the show who actually knew all this stuff. They could answer these questions. So, this one was supposed to be called Friday the 13th, Camp Blood, The Death of Jason Voorhees. So, of course, with a lot of these movies, they usually only get two. But, yeah, I guess there's the script there written by and stuff like that. So, it's Friday the 13th, and we'll try to post new fun stuff here. Here's the cover to the unmade sequel with never-before-published title. Retweet if you like it was the tweet that came out. So, I thought that was kind of interesting. Again, this was last week's news because it came out on Friday the 13th. This is actually kind of interesting. I'm pretty sure I shared this to the Facebook page. If not, I will have to redo that. But M&M's Halloween commercial is secretly a short horror film.
Really?
Yeah, if you guys haven't seen this, it's actually pretty ingenious. It's a very low budget. I shouldn't say low budget. Well, technically it's a commercial, so I'm not really sure how much commercials are. But yeah, so M&M's and Fox has teamed to serve television audience a commercial, only it's secretly a short horror film. So basically it's supposed to be for Halloween candy, of course, M&M's and stuff like that. So instead of using their trademark characters that they usually use, such as the yellow M&M and the red M&M, signifying the peanut M&M and the normal milk chocolate M&M, usually have them at a costume party or like trying to get into the costume party. It's like, hey, cool costumes, where they think they're kids and they don't let them in and all that kind of stuff, which is actually really kind of amazing that I found out that the voice of the red M&M I already knew was Billy West from Futurama and everything that, but the voice of the yellow M&M blew my fucking mind is J.K. Simmons.
Wait, really?
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's pretty fucking hilarious when you find that out. So yeah, no, I'll just say it's a short. It's a, as they're calling it, a bite-sized horror story. It's basically a man and I believe his daughter and her friend are in a car, and they're driving to a party, probably a Halloween party or something like that. Like, he's going to drop them off, but he decides, or they go to this, basically they're on this road, and kind of like quote-unquote urban legend in that town or whatnot. I'm not going to spoil it, because I highly recommend everyone should see it, because it's actually really well done, and you're kind of like, I kind of would like to see just more of these kind of small, short horror-like videos and stuff like that. I think it's a cool idea. Actually, Crypt TV is actually, which I found out, is also part of Blumhouse. They help with those and stuff like that. In fact, two people I just found out that I went to high school with actually has been in two of the videos, if not more. But these are little short horror films that they've done on this thing called Crypt TV, which I think is also an amazing little thing, too. Now, I'm not going to drop the people's names because, again, I went to high school with them. It's not like I know them, so it's not going to be like, I know these people. I just know of them.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
You're friendly with them.
I wouldn't even say friendly. It's more like if they saw me, it'd be that kind of like, I think I know that person, but probably
that
not.
That awkward moment of,
because
hey.
I wasn't popular, but I know them because they were popular in high school, and obviously they're still popular because they're doing more with their life and everything. Anyways, and then another story that came out, I just found out on Fat Man on Batman, they finally wrapped writing and everything that, but there is a teaser trailer for Stephen King's Castle Rock that's going to be premiering on Hulu, I believe, sometime next year. I'm not sure if I posted this trailer either on the Facebook page, but you can totally check that out. But there is hints of little things, like such as there's like a, I believe there's a, there's hint, there's talk of Derry, the town Derry. There's, you know, all the different little things that have been in,
like
basically
from the Stephen King universe. Basically.
Yeah, it's basically like the Stephen King's universe. So it's kind of interesting to see where that's going to go. And I know Mark Bernardin, he talked about it because he actually wrote for the show. And stuff like that. So he's just waiting until season 2 gets picked up so he can drop some more. But it looks like there's going to have stuff from Cujo, Dark Half, Needful Things, Creepshow, which is awesome, The Stand, Sleepwalkers, Grendel's Game, which actually is just that new movie that premiere is on Netflix right now.
Oh.
Looks interesting. Saw the teaser trailer for them.
Oh, with the chick in there. Yeah, and her husband.
It looks pretty interesting. And then, of course, you know, It, you know, coming out and stuff like that. I know Mark Bernardin did reveal that there is some Shawshank Redemption kind of episodes and things like that, which is kind of interesting. So it will be, it's on Hulu, so I'm definitely going to check it out. Again, we'll probably watch it and we'll go ahead and give our reviews on everything like that as well.
I just realized something.
Hmm.
Stephen King took a page out of H.P. Lovecraft's thing because he basically created a fictional town in Maine so that he could like build all these like weird supernatural stories and all this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Freaking H.P. Lovecraft did that with Arkham. That's why we have the word Arkham and like Miskatonic University and all that kind of stuff. Like, he literally just created them just so he had like these fictitious places that didn't actually exist. I had no idea that I really haven't read that much Stephen King, so I had no idea that he did that. That's kind of cool. Sorry.
No, you're good. I mean, the last bit of
just
stuff.
Just dug really deep there.
No, you're good. No, and that's cool. I had no idea that H.P. Lovecraft, because, again, I haven't read any of his stuff. I know the man and everything that have nothing against him, but I don't know anything about his stuff. Except for the mainstream thing of Cthulhu, which everyone's like, I love Cthulhu. And then when you tell people where it's from, people are like, huh?
Yeah, if I'm like, H.P. Lovecraft, like, the majority of people don't even know what I'm talking about. But yeah, like, H.P. Lovecraft is the father of horror, and that's where we get Miskatonic, that's where we got the Necronomicon, that's where we got Arkham. Like, he, like, contributed a lot, and a lot of people don't even know it because they just don't know it, because it's not really that well-known anymore, unfortunately. Although he seems to be making a bit of a comeback. Anyways, I'm rambling.
No, you're good. The next story is just the last piece. I believe I posted this on the Facebook page. I probably am completely wrong. But artists turn serial monsters into Tales from the Crypt kind of villains.
Oh, that's cool.
Is really kind of cool. So, like, when you see these things, they're actually pretty awesome. So it's Tales from the Serials, that they're calling it. But it has, like, Frankenberry as this kind of kick-ass little monster. Then it has, like, Lucky the Lucky Charm. It has the Buzz Bee in one of them. It also has the Trickster for... or Treat, the Trix Rabbit, and then they also got the next one, which is the mummy character from the cereal boxes. They have, like, the Sugar Bear. They have, I love the Grave Diggum Frog for, you know, Smacks.
Oh, yeah, I like Count Chocula, too.
Yeah, I'm scrolling down to the next one is the Booberry, which is kind of cool. They also have Snap, Crackle, Pop as little creatures on the side, like for like they look like comic book covers, which is great. Yeah, this one is actually pretty cool. So yeah, the Count Chocula has it, and then on the side it's Tombstone, the Tiger, Captain Corpse Crunch, and then the Coco for Killing, or
Cuckoo for Killing.
Yeah, Cuckoo for Killing. And then the last one, I've never seen this one, so I'm not even sure if it's a made-up one or if there is a werewolf cereal. I've never heard of it. It's called
Fruit Loops. Fruit Brute.
Oh, no. Is that the... Wouldn't you just done the toucan? Because, I mean, they have fruity Plagals for... what's his face? Flintstone cereal.
Yeah, yeah.
They have Cinnamon Toast Torture. And then they have the Cornflake Flare. I will definitely post these because these are really cool. They're really good artwork and stuff with that.
Yeah, that's really. I kind of want posters of these to hang.
I would not be surprised if they are going to sell like posters or prints or something like that. So that's really kind of cool. So but I guess without further ado, we'll be jumping into our horror movie that we watched a couple of weeks ago. So this was actually Lights Out. This came out in 2016. It was actually started as a short film and did very well. Then I believe Blumhouse picked this up and turned it into a full-length movie and stuff like that. So never got a chance to see it in theaters. Did see it, like I said, it's on HBO Go, 2016. And before we dive into everything like that, this is spoilers. Of course, as always, if you're still listening, that means you want to know about the movie or you watch the movie. If you don't care about spoilers, then keep listening. If you do, then see you guys next week. But before we dive into everything, of course, we will talk about what we think about the movie, what we liked about the movie, what we didn't like about the movie. Then we'll go ahead and give you the reviews that Rotten Tomatoes gave it and also IMDb. And then, of course, we'll give our own reviews as well. So, Anna, Lights Out, what did you think of this movie? I guess we'll just dive into it.
I liked it. I thought it took a different direction than I thought it was going to take. Right now, honestly, I'm just trying to remember exactly what happened in the movie because we've done a lot of stuff since then.
I'll break it down with a really, really easy synopsis. So, basically what happens is there's a man working at I'm going to call it a mannequin place because there's just a bunch of mannequins around there. It's most likely some clothing store or something like that with mannequins for whatever not. But, of course, the place is a very pitch black area and stuff like that. There's a cleaning woman who's about to leave, and all of a sudden she turns off the light, and there's, like, this person standing there. She turns it back on. It's gone. Turns it back on. Standing there. So on and so forth. So there's a shadowy figure. Of course, hell breaks loose.
That only shows up in the dark.
Yeah, basically. Of course, hell breaks loose, yada, yada, yada. Then you find out that there's this woman who has some kind of psychiatric problem. She and then her oldest daughter and her youngest son. Son still lives with them. Daughter moved out, and apparently there's like this entity that can only thrive in pretty much the dark. Light hurts it, or it just disappears when the lights are on and everything. Like it still might be there, but I guess it can't manifest itself. So it's this very dark kind of creepy creature and stuff like that. Now, when I first saw the trailer and everything that for this movie, I was like, oh, I'm intrigued. This looks good and stuff like that. Yes, the movie did take a different turn, but I don't know. I think they could have done more with a rated R movie.
Yeah.
This was PG-13. Not going to lie. Again, if you're listening to this, you don't care about spoilers. What, two deaths?
Yeah.
Let me rephrase that.
Three.
There's four.
Oh, yeah.
There's four deaths, but two of them are actually characters that you know. Two of them are okay, these are people who are important to the story, and the last two deaths are pretty much people who show up towards the end of the movie, and they just needed something to happen.
Six, then, because two people that died at the beginning of the movie.
Wait, there was two people that died at the beginning of the movie?
Yeah, five.
Hold on, we'll just break it down. There was the dad.
There's a dad.
There was the two cops.
Yeah.
There was the...
The mom.
The mom, and then there was...
I was counting the entity.
Oh, see, I wasn't counting the entity.
Okay.
What did I screw it up on? No, there was somebody... Hold on. Back this up. There's another... Hold on. Two cops. Mom. Dad. There's somebody...
Because I was thinking,
I don't count the. Okay, first off, you have to kill everything.
Well, because technically, the entity died before she even showed up at the.
I guess if you want to, if you really want to,
yeah,
split
really,
hairs.
Yeah, I
no, I'm
really
trying to think. No, I was like, I'm trying to. Was there? Maybe there wasn't.
Yeah, because I was thinking that the cleaning lady died, but I think
no,
she
no,
just
she,
left.
No, because she warned him. She's like, there's somebody in the building or something like that. And he's like, whatever, just go home, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, and then the first husband, like, the girl's
there
dad.
There you go. Yeah, the, I guess the girl.
Like,
that,
he
yeah.
died before the movie even started.
All right, so basically you see this first death. You're like, oh, this thing is creepy. It can only survive in the dark, but it can somehow short out electricity and break things and all this kind of stuff. And then you find out later that the mother went to, like, a psychiatric place, mental institution. She made a friend with some girl, but this girl was very... Sad part is they never really went into any more of that, basically the entity's story. They just said the girl was fucked up. She had a skin problem. They tried to help her, and then they killed her.
Well, yeah. They tried to help her by exposing her to light, which hurt her. Which I'm like, I mean... Yes, that's exactly what they would have done back in those days, but at the same time, I'm like, how is that supposed to help?
Yeah, it was very weird. But then you find out the mom's a fucking nut job.
Yeah.
The daughter is trying to save the younger brother because he's like, she's like, needs to get out of the house, but then the daughter starts going in. It's almost like a Ring movie where she starts doing some little bit of investigation, which I also felt was kind of weird that the mom kept all this stuff.
Yeah, oh, I think it was her dad, but then her mom just didn't, or the, like, the husband.
No,
and
I don't
the
even,
mom
I'm
going to
be honest with you,
out,
this,
yeah, and then at the end, I was just like, really, like, the mom was just like, oh, yeah, she's bad. I'm like, bullshit, she would have done that. Like, she's, it was just like, it was very, like, some of the pivotal plot points were highly improbable.
Yeah, a lot of it was like the concept was a very cool idea. Like, I like that idea is like, okay, what's in the dark, what's, you know, all this kind of stuff, you know.
But and they really didn't play on the concept of the dark that
no
well.
They didn't. And then they just like, they basically, okay, so retro, in the pretty much grand scheme of things, you find out that this girl was living with the mother just in the dark, like in the house. And all this kind of stuff. And long story short, how the movie ends, spoiler alerts, the mom shoots herself in the brain because apparently the thing was attached to her mind. I don't know.
Yeah, it's, it was like they had a psychological connection, and the only reason why the entity existed was because the mom was still alive.
Like, the mom believed it was existed or something. I don't know. It's very convoluted and very weird and stuff like that. Anyways, but...
The daughter was hot, though, so I was fine with it.
The thing that I will say that actually intrigued me more than this actual movie and stuff like that was the fact that when you told me there's a part when they're in the basement,
yes,
and there's all these mannequins down there with
melted
faces, and I'm all like, oh, that kind of made sense because the woman didn't like how she looked after the experiment and her being ugly. And then you went ahead and found out that
the mannequins were already in the house whenever they bought the house to film the movie. Like, they were not added in. They already were in the basement of the house. It's like, what the fuck?
And now I'm like, okay, I want to know that story.
Right?
Like, what
the
fuck?
I
want to
know why the hell you have freaking mannequins with melted faces in your basement.
That, to me, is more of an intriguing story.
And on top of that, the fact that you sold the house with the mannequins still in the basement. You weren't like, oh, let me grab my mannequins before I leave. You're like, no, no, no. They can have the mannequins.
Yeah, because it... And that makes me wonder now, after I heard that, I'm like, okay, now did they just make the beginning of the movie with mannequins in there just to kind of reference that weird obscurity that's in the end of the movie now?
Maybe, so
technically,
then it ties in a little bit better.
That's the only thing I think of, because technically, if you think about it, the guy could have just been working in a warehouse, would have still had the same effect.
Yeah.
But now that those mannequins were in the warehouse, and then there was these mannequins that were in the basement, you're kind of like, okay, I can kind of see this weird correlation, but now it's like, now I just wanted to... Who had that house before? That's what I like to know.
I did like that what they did with that, because like, they had the scene where she was looking at all the mannequins, and then one of them turns out to be like the entity, which I was like, that's actually really clever. And like, you knew it was coming, but it was still creepy.
Yeah.
At the beginning, they had so much potential to make the mannequins a lot creepier in the warehouse, and they didn't do it.
Well, not even that. I mean, they had a lot of potentials to actually make this a really... full pledge, like, great story. I'm gonna be honest, I'm kind of glad I never saw this in theaters. I mean, I did enjoy it for what it was, but honestly, I've after seeing a lot of great horror films this year,
yeah,
and still seeing a lot of great horror films this year. I'm kind of hoping there's a pivotal point where people are more like, you know what, just do... and I'll put it this way. Prime example, we'll talk about it next week. Happy Death Day, I was like, oh man, it's PG-13, and I'm going to be honest, I really enjoyed that film.
Yeah, I had no complaints
with it. So we'll talk about that in full depth next week and stuff like that. But before we go ahead and talk about what we liked about the movie, what we didn't like about the movie, and then give our reviews, we'll go ahead and talk about what IMDb and Rotten Tomatoes gave it. So IMDb gave it a 6.4 out of 10. So not bad. I mean, still good and everything like that. I mean, like, I'm saying, it's not a terrible movie.
Yeah.
I guess I expected too much, which is weird, because I really don't expect much from horror films. I just kind of go in and enjoy the ride. But this one I was kind of hoping, I guess, for something more, just because I think with the hype behind it last year, and then not seeing it, and then, like, then I didn't hear anyone talk about it.
And then again, like, it really built it, like, it had this great, really, really clever concept. And they're just like, eh.
Yeah, Rotten Tomatoes, on the other hand, gave it a 76%, and they actually certified it fresh, which I'm like, huh. Which actually makes me wonder what, I'll have to check it next week, but it makes me wonder what they gave Happy Death Day. I'm very curious about. But Anna, okay, so what did you like about the movie, and what do you think, what do you were like, you were just kind of like, meh, with the movie?
Like I said, the scene in the basement was interesting, especially yes. with the black light.
And all the writing on the wall, I really thought that was kind of clever and creative.
Yeah, like the writing on the wall, the fact like the black light doesn't hurt the entity at all, but you can still see her.
That I thought was actually a really cool idea. Yeah. I was like, okay, now you can actually see where she is, and then you can actually hurt her with like a light.
A real light, yeah.
You know, kind of thing.
Worst part about it, most likely either... The idiotic cops pissed me off. I was like, seriously? And then the whole, like, weirdo relationship that the girl had with her boyfriend. I was
yeah,
like,
that
what
was
the
kinda,
fuck is going on
yeah,
with this?
Was, yeah. Like I said, it's like they had a great idea, and then I felt like everything in between was just this bullshit filler.
Yeah.
That's how I kind of felt with the movie. I would say my favorite part was, like, when you got to see the creature and how she moved and how it... interacted with stuff like
creepy.
That. I really like that. What I really hated about the movie is it really ended like, oh, this is what I'm gonna do, and then like she kills herself, the thing dies, and it's like, all right, end of movie, everyone moves on. You're like, what?
Yeah. Oh, I did really like the scene in the apartment where she's like scratching on the floor.
Okay.
Like that part kind of freaked me out a bit because it's literally like just out of eyesight. And, like, you're just hearing the scratching, and you're like, what the hell is that?
Yeah.
Like, it was, like, again, like, I really like it whenever they play with the psychological aspect a lot more than just jump scares.
Yeah. Because
jump scares, any movie can do it.
Yeah, and, you know, don't get me wrong, I like jump scares, but also it's like there's a rule with jump scares. There's either way too little or way too much. And then there's only a few films that can figure out the perfect amount of jump scares that they need.
Alien.
I wasn't even going with that. I was just saying in general, there's a certain movies that can find a certain pivotal point of like doing the jump scares properly, where it's not oversaturated and it's not too and far between. That's when it's like when it's finally doing the build up, you're kind of like, well, this is a jump scare coming up soon, kind of thing. I think Annabelle Creations did a very good job with that.
Yeah, they had a couple of jump scares. It was unexpected. But yeah, I feel like there's kind of an art to... It's like playing a piano. Pretty much anyone can do it. It's just a matter of how talented you are at finding the right timing and the right spacing and the correct, like... Basically, like, the correct build-up and all this kind of stuff.
Yeah,
it literally is an art.
I like how you said piano. I would have gone with, like, you know, conducting. Crescendos and everything that where you have to build up to a certain point and then have that come in and this stuff come in, and there's a certain, like, that's what I said, every movie has these beats, and a horror movie, there could be the slow burn with a great payoff, or it could be the bunch of stuff at the beginning and then a lull in the middle and then a big payoff, or there could just be a lull and then it gets to the quote-unquote big payoff, and then you're like, oh, this seems like it was just rushed at the end, you know, like I felt with the Gallows. Gallows, I felt, took way too long to get started. By the time it finally got to where it needed to get to, I'm like, I don't care.
They had 30 minutes left by the time things finally started
But what I hated with the Gallows was, like, it took this too long to get to where it needed to get to. Then I hated all the characters, so I'm like, I don't even care when you die.
Yeah.
Just fucking die.
Yeah, they were all annoying.
And then the twist at the end was like, what the so she's the ghost of the fucking Gallows? Like, what the fuck was this bullshit? Like, you're trying to make it like, oh, and it was like, no, it was garbage. The gallows was fucking garbage. I'll put it this way. P2 was a lot more entertaining than the fucking Gallows.
Well, that's partially because you mentioned freaking...
No, it hasn't. No, even Kazi, if you took that out, like, yeah, you could look at P2, and yeah, P2 is not great,
but
it's a lot better than this fucking bullshit.
Yeah, like, and it was still entertaining, even though, like, it had its lulls and stuff. Like, it still, like, I feel like P2 really relied on the actors to carry the movie, and the Gallows tried to do the same thing, and the actors were terrible, so it was just a giant train wreck.
To quote, I believe, Jason Blum, he says, handycam movies are shit. he's like, the only time you use a handcam movie is if you can't explain everything that's going on, and the only way to explain it is because it was a handycam movie or some shit like that.
Which is really funny because Blumhouse released Paranormal Activity.
Which is, and actually on that interview, great interview by the way, if you're a huge horror fan, stuff like, definitely check out that episode of The Nerdist. I know I'm plugging other people's who are more successful than me.
Fan of podcast, the we're the fans of their shows.
Of their shows. But definitely check out that interview with Jason Blum. Mm-hmm. He talks about, and literally it's funny because he talks about Paranormal Activity, and that's pretty much what kind of put them on the map in the horror genre, I believe. Like, that was their biggest breakout movie. But he was like, he's like, I can't believe we did fucking 6 of these movies. Like, he even said that too.
Yeah,
like, he was just like, what,
like,
the fuck?
He really... I felt like the first one was the most clever in that one because it knew when to hit you with the suspense, and literally, like, the majority of the time you don't see anything and you don't ever actually see the demon. You see what it does, and that's what makes it creepier.
Yeah. So, but without other things as of it, so with our review. So, I was thinking with 5 out of 5, I was thinking of Creepy Family Pictures.
Oh, I went with Mannequins.
Oh, well, see, you really thought the mannequins was a pivotal point in this movie when there only was in the beginning and at the end.
No, no, I just meant because of the fact that they had it in the house.
See, I went with the creepy family portraits because it was like the people was always drawing me, mommy, daddy, and then the picture got taken, and then she would draw
child's
me.
Child's pictures,
yeah.
Yeah,
the child's pictures. So I would say 5 out of 5 of that, unless you want to go with mannequins. We'll go with
child's.
Either that or light switches, so I figured that was just the easier one. But
or candles, yeah, no, no,
whatever
no,
you
no
want
candles.
To do. So, but yeah, Anna, what would you give? Lights Out.
Out of child's pictures, as my phone is exploding.
5 out of 5 child's pictures. That's why I usually put my phone on airplane mode.
I would give it 2 out of 5.
2 out of 5.
Yeah.
Okay, mine's gonna be a 1.5.
Okay.
Well,
because again, like the actors were good.
Yeah,
the concept was clever.
It's just I felt like they had way less of the actual cool concept of the movie and more of just bullshit filler of things I didn't care about. And then how you kind of ended it was kind of like a huge cop out.
And that's the thing that's confusing is that it was a really short movie. Like, it was barely an hour and a half, and they had so much stuff they could have worked with, and they didn't.
And they decided
it.
Not to do that with it, which is funny because again, but this is the thing again, Happy Death Day, which, yes, we'll be reviewing. We watched it, and this technically should have been the movie we're reviewing this week. Happy Death Day was a short film as well, but I think they did a beautiful job of how they presented and everything that. But like I said, we'll talk about that next week. So if you haven't seen Happy Death Day, highly recommend it. Go ahead and check that out and then come back to us next week. Of course, if you're looking to where to find us, you can go to, you know, Facebook.com, Twitter, Spreaker, iTunes, Stitcher, Zune Marketplace, BlackBerry Podcast, Blueberry Podcast, Mirror Guide, Double Twist, YouTube, Swell Radio, Player FM, and now Google Play Music. Of course, you can also check out... Revenge Lover, stand out from the crowd. For samples and inquiries, please visit revengelover.com. Mention you heard this on the 4i Radio Network and save 10% off of your first order. And, of course, don't forget to find us on Facebook and Twitter. Twitter is at BHorrorCast and also our Instagram, so go ahead and follow us there. Don't forget to where to send emails to. And also, I'm trying to remember if there was anything else.
Again, I will say, if you have creepy stories...
Oh, yeah. Well, I said, you know, where to find the emails.
Yeah, but... just email us. Also, if you want to send us pictures of your Halloween costumes.
Yes, the Halloween costumes, again, same email address, notanotherbehorcast@gmail.com. Give them to us, and we'll post them after, like, Halloween, and we'll post them on the Facebook page and stuff like that. If you want to have your names mentioned, feel free to. If not, not a big deal, but we'll go ahead and talk about that. And post those as well. So yeah, we like our fans, we like our listeners and everything like that, and we want to
see what you dress up as.
Yeah, we want to know what you got and stuff like that. So I think that's going to wrap up this episode of Not Another BeHorrorcast. Again, I do apologize if the sound quality is weird. Again, recording off. I believe this laptop is almost 10 years old, if not older. Jeez. So it is. It's holds up. So
yeah.
But I think that's going to wrap up this episode of Not Another BeHorrorcast. I guess until next time.
Carpe Noctem.
This has been another fine production of the 4i Radio Network. For more great shows, check out www.4iradio.com.